What is the lakat that the Torah is referring to? The Torah says the lakat kitircha lo salakat. We must not pick up the lakat of his harvest. What is this lakat that you're not allowed to pick up? And you must leave for the aniyah. Hanoisher b'shatakzira. The produce that falls from you in the process of harvesting the produce must be left for the aniyah. Harya kaiser katsar male yado. Talash male kumsa. Somebody who had harvested a handful of produce or had picked from the ground, a fistful of produce, he co-coached finafa miyado lares. Harehu shababai. If after you harvested a handful or fistful of produce, a thorn pushed into your hand causing some of the produce to fall to the ground, that is not lakat, and it belongs to the ba'abai. The owner of the field can pick that produce up. As what is considered lakat, only the produce that falls in the process of the produce being harvested, that is a lakat that must be left for the aniyah. But in this case, after you already grabbed a fistful of produce, something caused that produce to fall to the ground, that is not considered lakat. Toch hayad, toch hamago, le'aniyah. Achar hayad, ba'achar hamago, le'ba'abai. The produce that falls from inside your hand or inside the sickle, when you're in the process of harvesting the produce, that produce is considered lakat, must be left for the aniyah. But the produce that falls because it hit the back of your hand while you were harvesting, or it hit the back of the sickle while you were harvesting, that produce is not considered like it. It's not left for thy name instead. Ba'abai is allowed to take that produce. As that produce which hit the back of your hand or the back of the sickle is not considered the process of the harvesting. As you're not in the process of harvesting what's in the back of your hand or in the back of the sickle, you're in the process of harvesting what's inside your hand and inside your sickle. So therefore, only what falls from inside your hand or inside your sickle is considered lakat and must be left for the aniyah. Rosh hayat, rosh hamago. Rabbi Yishmael oimer la'aniyim, Rabbi Akiva oimer l'ba'abai. When you're in the process of harvesting produce, some of the produce fell from the tip of your hand or from the tip of the sickle, Rabbi Yishmael said that produce is considered lakat and must be left for the aniyah, as the produce that was on the tip of your hand or the tip of your sickle has the same din as the produce that fell from inside your hand or inside your sickle, according to Rabbi Yishmael, while Rabbi Akiva holds the produce that fell from the tip of your hand or the tip of your sickle can be picked up from the Baal Bayis. It's not considered lakat. Instead, the Baal Bayis is allowed to pick it up. The reason being is, according to Rabbi Akiva, produce that's on the tip of your hand or the tip of your sickle is not in the process of being harvested. It has the same din as the produce that hit the back of your hand or the back of your sickle. As you're harvesting what's inside your hand and inside your sickle, not what's on the tip of your hand or on the tip of your sickle. So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, it would not be considered like it, and the Baal Bayis is allowed to pick it up. It does not have to be left for the aniyah.
The ant holes that have grain inside of them. These ant holes are inside your field where the grain is still standing and hasn't been harvested yet.
The grain that is found in these ant holes can be taken by the owner of the field. As we don't have to suspect that the grain that is in the ant holes is from lakat, which belongs to the aniyim, and since the ba'abai has not yet harvested the grain, that grain which is in the ant holes cannot have been from the lakat, and therefore the ba'abai can go ahead and take that grain. The grain that is found in ant holes in a field that has already begun to be harvested. In such a case is possible that grain is from the lakat, since the field had already begun to be harvested. The grain that is found in the upper part of the ant hole must be left for the aniyah, as it's possible that grain is from the lakat, and therefore the ba'abai is not allowed to take it. He must leave it for the aniyah. While the grain that is found in the lower part of the ant hole certainly is not from the lakat, and therefore could be taken by the owner of the field. Now the Mephoshim explains that what the Mishnah said, the grain that is found in the upper part of the ant hole is possibly from the lakat, it must be left for the aniyah.
We're referring to grain that have already ripened. It turned white. So therefore, since it's already ripe, it's possible that this grain is from the lacket, as it fell from you while you were harvesting that grain. So therefore, it must be left for the anil. While the grain that is found in the lower part of the antal is referring to grain that's not yet ripe, it's still green. Since it's not yet ripe, he wouldn't have harvested that grain yet. Therefore, it cannot have been the lacket that fell from you while you were harvesting the grain. Instead, obviously, the ants chewed off the grain before it was ripe and dragged it to their antal. So since it's impossible that this is from the lacket, you can take that grain for yourself. You don't have to leave it for the anim. Rabbi Meir, Aymer, Akol anim. Shesafik lacket, lacket. Rabbi Meir said you have to leave all of the grain in the antal for the anim, even the grain that is not yet ripened. As it's possible that even the grain that is not yet ripened is from the lacket, as it's possible that he harvested some grain that was not yet ripe and it fell from you while you were harvesting. Therefore, since it's possible that it is lacket, you have to leave it for the anim. And suffix lacket is also lacket. When you have grain that it's possible that it's lacket and you're not sure, that's also considered lacket and you have to leave it for the anim. Now, the Tanna Kamma agrees with Rabbi Meir that suffix lacket is lacket, which is why the Tanna Kamma says that the grain in the upper part of the ant hall must be left for the anim, since it's possible that that grain is lacket. Now, we don't know for sure that the grain is lacket. It's only a suffix, and even so, the Tanna Kamma says you have to leave it for the anim. So, obviously, the Tanna Kamma also agrees with Rabbi Meir that suffix lacket is lacket. The machloka between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Meir is in regards to the grain that is found in the bottom part of the ant hall, the grain that is still green and has not yet ripened. According to the Tanna Kamma, that grain is vadai not lacket. It's certainly not lacket since it's not yet ripe, so therefore the Baal Bais is allowed to take it for himself. While Rabbi Meir holds, even the grain that is not yet ripened is suffik lacket. It's possible that it's lacket. Sometimes a person harvests some of the grain that is not yet ripe, so therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, even that grain cannot be taken by the Baal Bais. It must be left for the anim.